This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Well, the clock ticking louder and louder on a nurses' strike now scheduled for 6 a.m. this Monday morning at several privately run city hospitals if contract talks don't produce new deals by then. That was the warning this morning from the nurses' union, which also announced that strike plans are off at several other hospitals in the five boroughs in Long Island that did agree to a new contract. Nancy Hagens heads the New York State Nurses Association.
The agreement improves safe staffing for patients and nurses, maintain benefits for nurses, and include respectful wage increases.
Now, Governor Hochul is getting involved. She posted this video on social media.
The agreement improves safe staffing for patients and nurses, maintain benefits for nurses, and include respectful wage increases.
If the 16,000 RNs do walk off the job Monday at New York Pres, Montefiore, Mount Sinai, and Mount Sinai West and Morningside, it would be the largest nurses' strike in the history of the city, according to the union. The facilities where the strike notice has now been rescinded include Bronx Care, Brooklyn Hospital Center, and Wyckoff Heights, as well as four others. The city's Office of Emergency Management says it'll help the facilities divert or transfer patients during any job action if services are disrupted. Mount Sinai has already begun bringing in outside nurses, which they say has been expensive, while the union has filed unfair labor practice charges because the hospital is making union RNs train their strike replacements. Well, parents and young children joining elected officials today in Manhattan for a rally demanding that the Trump administration unfreeze billions in federal grants that fund child care programs across the state. New York and the five other states that were targeted have filed a lawsuit, and a federal judge did rule yesterday that the funds cannot be blocked just yet while the legal action proceeds. State Assembly member Alex Boris speaking with 1010 Winds about it.
What I'm hopeful for is that the rule of law prevails, that judges stop this immediate action, and that even if eventually he sneaks it by the courts, that states are empowered to protect our own citizens.
The suit argues that the Trump administration is pausing grants to punish President Trump's political foes, not to stamp out fraud. The five states that were targeted are all blue states that President Trump did not win when he was reelected. The Department of Health and Human Services claims the five states were giving benefits to illegal immigrants, though they didn't back that up with any evidence, nor did the Trump administration explain why only blue states were targeted. Well, it's been a busy morning in Brooklyn for the FDNY battling an apartment building fire that left one person hurt. It was still dark outside around 5 a.m. when the flames erupted. It started on the third floor of the seven-story structure on Bedford Avenue in Bed-Stuy. No details yet about the person who was hurt or how the blaze started. A child has died of the flu in northern New Jersey, the first pediatric death of what's turning out to be a vicious flu season. Health officials say the young victim was under 5 years old and didn't have any other medical issues that would have made them more at risk of complications from the virus. A new flu variant, as well as a drop in vaccination rates, have created a perfect storm, the worst flu season in the country in a decade. Turns out you can leave your ice skates at home today, after all. Turns out no records will be broken at Central Park's Woolman Rink this afternoon. The rink hoping to break a Guinness World Record for the largest ice skating lesson ever, but it's been postponed because of today's wet weather. In a social media post, the rink says more than 2,500 people signed up, making that an unofficial record for the most skaters signed up for one lesson. The world record for the most skaters in one lesson is 523. It was set back in 2024. Well, today's the last day to rock around the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop.
The 11-ton Norway spruce will go dark and be taken down after 10 tonight. As for what's next for the tree, it'll be carted away to New Jersey, where it'll be milled into lumber and donated to Habitat for Humanity.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.